distance of a miracle mile.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Try to explain. box, you notice the gun racks. It's not always really my lamps. I heard you explain.
Everybody, and welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Forgot the show for a second there because it's been a few weeks since I've actually been on the mic. I'll get to that in a few minutes. You just heard the band Citizens Here and Abroad with their song Accelerator. It comes from their brand spanking new album Waving, Not Drowning. It's out on Turn Records, and I believe it was just released this past week. They are currently on tour in the UK, but they'll return home to San Francisco for a show on October 28th at the Rickshaw Stop. And to find out more about them, go to citizensheareandabroad.com. And before that, you heard Rogue Wave with their song Publish My Love. Excellent, excellent band. You can find out more about them by going to roguewavemusic.com or myspace.com/roguewave. And a little bit of a detour on them. They recently played a benefit show back on September 30th, and I feel remiss in not having stumbled onto them beforehand to be able to promote the show. But apparently their drummer, his name is, Pat Spurgeon. He has apparently had a bad kidney all his life and had a transplant when he was a teenager, and the transplanted one is failing. So they held a benefit concert for him featuring Rogue Wave, but also Matthew Cause from Not a Surf, Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie, John Vanderslice, among others, and the writer, pseudonymous Lemony Snicket served as the MC for the event. So sounds like it was a great time. And you can still make a donation if you care to. Go to roguewavemusic.com for all that info. All right, so back. I don't think I've actually done a proper show in about 3 weeks now. There was episode 20, which some of you wrote back and told me that you liked Tipsy Scotty better than Caffeinated Scotty. Well, you just got the caffeinated version this morning. But thanks for your comments. And in between, I went to the podcast and portable media expo with Jason Evangelo of Insomnia Radio. And if you have not heard show 105, that's Insomnia Radio 105, I suggest you go check it out because I co-hosted with him and we got silly and stupid and played some great music along the way. Go to insomniaradio.net to check it out. And then last week I was all set to record and my water faucet burst in the kitchen, so I had to spend an entire day fixing it. So I did release a mixtape that I had waiting in the wings. I'm going to try to do that whenever I can find the time, just for such an occasion when something unexpected happens and I'm not able to record a show. So, but here I am, and I know with the holidays coming up, it's going to be increasingly difficult to put out a show regularly, but I'm going to do my darndest. And I know I've got some travel coming up, but blah, 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 enough about me. Let's get back into the music. I played them before back, I think it was episode 9 for the Cool Waves episode. This is Tomohiro with Love You Bye.
Black is down, I'm not allowed to feel so deeply weak and never dead.
Tim Pajoli.
And this is Don Rogers from Insomnia Radio Baltimore.
And when we're not busy eating Rice-A-Roni, we're listening to Scott Tinetti,
the real San Francisco treat,
on Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
Attack of the white noise, feeling so da 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 da. courtesy of Tim and Don from Insomnia Radio Baltimore. That was Exit Clove with their song Beast Simone off their excellent EP called Respond, Respond. I received that in the mail from their manager, actually, who also happens to manage San Francisco band The Mayfire. And he sent me a bunch of CDs, including The Mayfires and Exit Cloves. So I'd like to thank Eric, their manager, for doing that. And to the boys in Baltimore for the silly ID. Still makes me laugh. Tim emailed me and said that they did that apparently at about 3:30 a.m. After the bars closed and they were sufficiently inebriated. I guess their plan was to do an ID for all of the Insomnia Radio shows, and that was the only one they could muster up. So I'm glad I made the cut. And before that was Tomihira with Love You Bye. You can find out more about them. Oh, let me back up a second. Exit Clove, myspace.com/exitclove. That's E-X-I-T-C-L-O-V or exitclove.com. Okay, now on to Tomihira with their song Love You Bye. You can, that was from their album Play Dead. And as I mentioned, I played them previously a while ago. But really great band. Go find out more about them at tomihira.com. That's T-O-M-I-H-I-R-A.com or tomihira1. At MySpace, myspace.com/TomiHero1. You knew that. You knew what I was trying to say. Oh my God. What a dork I am today. So what else is going on? I don't know. Let's take a little break while I think about it.
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site, sf.insomniaradio.net.
Now you're privy to one of my little secrets. Whenever I kind of stall or screw up in a bad way, I just throw in a sweeper. So as it turns out, I really did not have too much to talk about. Just want to play some music and not fill your ears with a lot of dither and blather and so on. So let's get back into it. This is The Don'ts with Plastic. San Francisco, The Don'ts with Plastic. Check them out at thedon'ts.com. That's don'ts like the contraction do not, but do not put in an apostrophe. So how's that? Don't put in apostrophe for thedon'ts.com or myspace.com/thedon'ts. And I just went to their website to check out a little bit more about them, and turns out that they're going to be playing a show coming up on October 19th. They'll be playing at the Uptown in Oakland. And the featured band at that show is a band called Parcourse. And they will be, that is their CD release party, one of them at least. And fortuitously enough, see, today is Wednesday. On Friday, I'm going to be sitting down with the boys from Parcourse and interviewing them. Coming up, Insomnia Radio 22, at least that's what I'm planning on, will be a Parcourse-only dedicated episode. So stay tuned for that. So again, check out the don'ts. Now, I'd like to feature a small talkback segment, can't even talk right now. I apologize. See, this is what happens when I'm away from the microphone for a while. I just, kind of just verbal diarrhea, I guess. Here is a talkback segment. Over the course of doing this show, I often receive comments from listeners, but also from bands, because I try to contact each and every one of them when I play them, and have received some really nice, nice emails from bands like Bloomsday and, I'm blanking on some others right now, but just really thankful that I played their music, that I'm helping out the scene, and so forth. Here's one I received recently from Steven from the band Cult of Sue Todd. I've played them a couple of times, more recently, I think, on one of my mixtapes. Anyways, says, "Hi, Scott. Last time I thanked you for playing Cult of Sue Todd on Insomnia Radio, I mentioned that you introduced me to a new local favorite of mine, Boneless Children Foundation. Well, I got in touch with them, and we were able to set up a show in San Francisco at the Makeout Room. It's not until December 19th, but I was hoping I could remind you closer to that time, hopefully get a plug for the show, since it never would have happened without your program. Perhaps you could even play a track from one or both of your alumni. And of course, if you'd like to attend, we'd happily put you on the guest list. As always, I appreciate what you do for the local and international indie music scene." Thank you, Steven. And it's really nice that I was able to help them forge that connection with Boneless Children Foundation. And the fact that he says it never would have happened without my show, it just, I don't know, gets me all warm and tingly. So, Cult of Sue Todd, you can check them out at myspace.com/cultofsuetodd. All right, before I embarrass myself further, I am going to wrap things up quickly with a band that I've actually been listening to for quite a while and had no idea they were from San Francisco. And how that happened, I have no idea. The band is called Mates of State, and they've been featured on many podcasts, some fairly recently, but more earlier in the year. And what the song that I'm about to play, it's called Goods and subtitled All in Your Head. They it appears on one of my mixtapes that I have been doing sort of as another side hobby. It's called The Best Music You've Never Heard, and it's posted only to the Insomnia Radio Forum. And if you're a member there, you can download it for free. 15 tracks per volume, and I don't limit myself to the San Francisco Bay Area. It's from all over the place. So go to insomniaradio.net/forum, become a member, pick up the mixtapes, and enjoy. And for those of you in the forum listening, saying, "I haven't heard this song in a mixtape," don't worry, it's coming up in volume 6. So here is Mates of State with Goods. I will have links to their website on the show notes. And sorry again, I really need not to be away from the mic because I just can't talk. But thanks for sticking around, guys. Shoot me an email if you like, scott@insomniaradio.net. The webpage is sf.insomniaradio.net, and I'm out of here. See ya. Da 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 da
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.